Hello.
Hey, Coach. Tell us about the preparations for the game this week. What have you seen from the Patriots on film?
Well, they are a very good football team. They're solid in all respects. Their kickoff return team has been unbelievable. Their offense looks like they're back hitting on most all cylinders. I know they didn't do exactly what they wanted to this past week, but the first week they really looked strong. But they, they've got a lot of big play people on that side of the ball. And defensively, they're very strong, especially at front seven. They're hard to run against.
And talk about the decision that went into deciding to put Ryan Fitzpatrick as the starting quarterback this week.
We needed to do something to try to create a spark for our offense. We've been very lethargic the first couple of weeks, and we're trying to find the right combination for our football team. Obviously, that one wasn't what it needed to be, and so we changed some running backs. We changed some other people around, some receivers, and we thought it was time to change a quarterback and see if this one gives us a little bit better opportunity to win.
Chan, Mike Vega, Boston Globe. I just want to ask you a little bit about, the decision to draft C.J. Spiller, and has he shown you what you thought he was so far, or is he still kind of, integrating himself into an NFL team here?
Well, in preseason, he was outstanding. He did a great job, and then when, as we all know, preseason games are one level of intensity and one speed, and then when you hit the regular season, it goes up a notch. When he got to the regular season, that first game, he was just going extremely fast, and I was probably unfair to him to throw him in there. But the other two running backs have been hurt all preseason, and CJ had done a good job. Mm-hmm. So we backed him back a little bit this past week. He's still going to be a dynamic player. He's still going to make a lot of big plays for us in the future. We just need to get him going on a little slower pace than throwing him in there from the get-go.
Are you limiting his work on special teams then, or just so he can concentrate on the offense, or do you still foresee him in that?
He's doing kickoff returns for us. We let him go do that and then kind of break him in slowly on offense.
Chan, what's happening with Marshawn Lynch, and what's his future with the team?
He started last week, and he'll play a lot this week. He's he ran the ball pretty good. You could tell he was rusty from last year, not having played a ton, and getting back into it this year. He didn't play in the preseason as well, so he's just now getting back into it. And as most everybody knows, you can never have enough quality running backs in this league.
Say that. Patriots know that now.
Yeah.
Just to follow up on that, Chan, obviously Kevin Falk is a big part of their third downs. I mean, how does this change the complexion, for the way you maybe attack New England on a third down? I mean, knowing that he's out of the mix now.
Well, you don't totally replace a great player like Kevin. He's, he's made a lot of plays for them through the years, and is savvy, and it's hard to replace the savvy that he had and the feel for the offense that he had. But I know one thing, they'll get somebody ready and somebody will do a good job. That's the way they've always done it there. So whoever it is, you'll have to stop him. It's not like you can say, hey, we just can forget that position and what that position does. We'll have to know where that person is, whoever it is, and make sure we get somebody attached to him or near him, or at least discourage him from using him as they would Kevin.
Does that kind of put you on your heels on third down, not knowing? I mean, you already know that Kevin Falk would more than likely be involved. You could probably scheme for him a little bit, but now not knowing the personnel grouping, not being unfamiliar with who they might come with and what they'll do, does that kind of put you a little bit more on edge?
Yeah, well, I don't like to use the term put on edge, but it does make us wait and see how they're going to handle it. Are they going to put another receiver in? Will they just try to fill the same role with somebody else? How exactly they're going to handle that? So it'll be, you know, it'll be a wait and see game once we get there to see what they do.
Mm-hmm. Just one more thing, Chan. You talked a little bit about, you know, the defense here at New England. In what way do you think that, you know, that was, you know, certainly impacted by the loss of Ty Warren? And what have you seen from this defense that makes you feel like they've kind of made up for that setback?
Well, it's hard for me to speak to what was lost and what was gained. All I can tell you about is what I see this year on film. And they are a strong football team. They play very hard. They're very physical. They make you earn every yard down the field, and that's the mark of a good defense. And they've always had a good defense, and every time I've gone up against them, wherever I've been, it's been hard. We've been fortunate through the years to be able to move the football a little bit, but then there's been days that I hadn't gained an inch, it seemed like. So you have to be ready for a lot of different things, but they're a physical, strong football team that makes you work all the way down the field. They don't give up many big plays.
Thank you, Chan.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Bye.